This unjust steward in the parable of Jesus is what we see in the world today. So many people running after wealth, money, trying to figure out how to be successful in this world, finding the best college, finding the best job, finding, you know, trying to prepare for 10 years from now or retirement, or organizing their life for this world and to be successful. And some people, you know, really study how to become not only successful in a wealthy sense, but to have everything that they want in this life, glory and power and advancement and pleasures of this world, and they organize their life to that. And they spend all their time plotting for this, setting goals, setting sub-goals, and reading and studying perhaps how to be the most successful that they can be. And there's plenty of that. You can find all kinds of self-help books and success books and in the bookstores for that, if you want to study for that, and many people do, perhaps most people do, living for this world, for this generation, our Lord says. But it's all a waste of time. In supernatural sense, it's all a waste of time, and worse than that, it's going to bring about our destruction if we live only for this world. Instead, we're to look at ourselves, our internal state, instead of looking at the world and all these things that I can get and how I can advance. I need to look into my heart, into my soul, into my life, my future in this world, yes, but especially in the next world. We're all living for the next world. We were made for the next world. We weren't made for this world. That's kind of obvious. It's kind of common sense if we just look at it. This world is passing. We'll only be here a short time. And this life is full of mostly miseries, mostly difficulty, pain, suffering, hardship. And why live for this world? That's common sense, really. But we don't live by common sense. We live by the deceptions of this world, the things that are in front of us, the things that we see. But if we spend time in silence and reflection and prayer, we can penetrate into the real values in life that really try to organize our life according to the values of God, who has revealed himself to us through the prophets of the Old Testament, through the saints of the Old Testament, and especially through our Lord Jesus Christ and Saint Paul and scriptures, but especially through the words of Jesus. He gives us the plan, the blueprint, the organization for our spiritual life, for the next life. We need to read his words, read the Gospels, and find out how to reorganize my life according to his plan for our happiness here and for our preparation to be welcome into eternal life, instead of the steward who is trying to be welcomed into the homes of men. We want to be welcome into the eternal life, the home, to our eternal home, which means we have to plan out, plot out, organize our internal life, our life here on earth. We need to look at our selfishness. We need to find out how to get rid of my selfishness, my passions, to control my passions, to get rid of every occasion of sin. How much wasted time am I doing? I need to try to figure out how not to watch so much television, not to hang around with certain people, not to go to certain places, not to spend too much time browsing the internet, perhaps. All these things which are occasions of sin, I need to first root out every occasion of sin, and then I need to develop my internal life, my prayer life, to organize my day so that I can find time to pray the rosary, to develop my relationship with Jesus and Mary, and to practice charity. and to develop virtue, to practice virtue, and all these things I need to think about and plan about and study. I need to talk to those who are wise. I need to read books on the spiritual life. All this is time well spent, not wasted time. Time that will prepare for my entrance into my eternal home. So let us do these things under the school of Jesus Christ and the school of Our Lady, asking Our Lady to guide us in this, to inspire us on how to reorganize my life, my internal life, my spiritual life, my supernatural life. This is the most important thing. And so many people, too, those who are wise and those who are called to it, may enter religious life as well. Religious life is designed to perfect us. It's the life of perfection. We enter religious life, and it's a school as well, a school of conquering oneself, a school of practicing virtue, learning to be virtuous, to practice charity, learning to love God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. And religious life is one of the greatest ways of really reorganizing our life according to the plan of God, the plan of Jesus Christ. So let us, for those of us called to religious life, to embrace that and to live that with all our heart, seeing that as a great treasure. Those not called to religious life, to learn from the teachings of those who are religious, and try to put it into our lay life, to grow in perfection, to do what we are called to do, to become saints. I need to organize my life to become a saint and figure out how to do that and spend all my time striving for sanctity, and none of it will be wasted. Praise be Jesus and Mary.